email that you forwarded the text message segment you forwarded to me, and I just wanted to contact you.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, you're with Palatin, you said?
About?
I'm sorry, you said you're with Palatin?
I'm with Palantir Technologies. I'm legal counsel there.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you spell it, please? There's several companies we're dealing with. I just want to make sure I know who I'm talking to. It's Palantir?
Yeah, this is Palantir. P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R.
Oh, okay, of course. Yes, I'm familiar with you. And you're legal
right.
counsel over there.
So Matthew Sigmund forwarded me your email, and I was hoping to find out a little bit more information.
Basically, I'm not sure if you know much about my role. Have you Googled me and all that since getting my name and the email and all that yet, or should I give you the long version or short version?
Feel free to give me the long version.
Okay, basically, I'm a former journalist. Used to write for Vanity Fair, still write for The Guardian. I guess I'm a current journalist to some extent, but I'm also sort of a informal strategist and advisor and sort of propagandist for Anonymous. As you're aware, the company for which you are legal counsel, Palantir, worked for a long time with H.B. Gary and a few other firms involved in federal contracting, including several sort of secret ones, like Endgame. And we're basically collecting information from people who were involved, who know about the various conspiracies that were being undergone by your firm, by H.B. Gary, by Bank of America's law firm, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm doing right now is I'm asking anyone who wants to talk to me now. And that way, we can sort of form, get a line of communication going on with maybe those who perhaps just disapprove of what those companies were doing. And that way it just makes it a lot easier on them. And the reason for that is because we're going through all these emails right now. And we have a lot of information. And a lot of this information is extraordinarily damaging for not just the companies, but the individual people. Because you have to understand that in our sort of our industry, which is very ill-defined at this point, although we go after companies a lot, we really like going after people themselves because we find that sends a stronger message. And of course, the way we go after them, of course, is through sort of media. We expose what they've been doing. We make fun of them. Mostly we make fun of them, and then but there's other things as well. We have our own legal counsel as well that I can direct you to if necessary. But first, I'll just give you a little bit more information from me. At this point, did you need to interrupt, or do you have any comments at this point, or should I just keep going?
Well, I think it would probably be best if we set up a call for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, we can do that.
Would it be best for us to just
I'm not sure if Tim at 10 a.m. is going to work for me. I think I may be up a lot well tonight because we're still doing some work.
I can understand what you said.
I'm sorry, I said I'm not sure if 10 a.m. is going to work for me. I may be up kind of late tonight. Maybe something in the afternoon. Would that work?
Yeah, how about 1 in the afternoon?
1 in the afternoon, that's perfect.
We're actually in Pacific time, so...
Oh, okay, gotcha. I think in Eastern time. What time Eastern?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I tend to think in Eastern time. What time Eastern would you like to meet?
So would you like to set up at 1 p.m. Eastern time?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
We'll reach you tomorrow.
All right, bye.